I guess we should probably get started. I have forwarded Ahmed's email again to all of you on the TFA IDN list. And I guess the intention today is that we move forward with the code point analysis and see where we are right now. And I will actually request Ahmed to take us through it once all of you have had time to access your mail and open up the file. Basically, the idea is that we close the code points, which we are all okay with. And for those which are not currently clear, what we do is we move them in on a separate, perhaps, list where we look at those code points and finalize them maybe at a later stage. Ahmed was suggesting that we are still waiting to hear from a couple of people, Michael, especially on a couple of things. And he's on leave until end of August. So we may not be able to get back to at least those code points for another couple of weeks. But in the meantime, what we can do is we can at least finalize the code points which we are clear about and which are included, and we can then obviously start the variant analysis. And after today's call, we'll based on our discussion, we'll request Emma to generate a final list of things which are final, which we agree on, and then we'll probably start a separate small working group over email, which will focus on just starting to find the variants for these code points. Once people are back from holidays and we get more information on the code points, we separate out today. And if some of those code points have to be included, what we'll do is include them at the later stage and include them in our variant analysis as well at that time. So have you received this email I forwarded you to all of you just now, which has a Word document which has the list of code points?
I have it.
Sorry, have you already sent this document or not yet?
Oh, it should be with you already. I just sent it.
Okay,
like
let me check my email.
3 minutes, 5 minutes
okay,
ago.
Okay, let
yeah.
me check. Okay.
Okay, Samnath. Okay. Yes, it's good. I have
received. Yeah, so it's a Word document?
Yeah.
And if you can open that up, and so I will hand it over to Ahmed, and he'll take us through it.
Okay.
Ahmed, you there?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Sharma. Actually, I sent the email with two documents, one with the code point analysis on EGID scale. We have highlighted the green color, which have EGID scale from 1 to 4. And similarly, EGID language scale 5 and above have been highlighted as orange. And you can see some of the blue, which needs to be discussion as an optional characters. And there are some which have yet not been highlighted, which need some discussion within the group. And as communicated by Dr. Sarmat, one of our colleagues who is representing the African languages is on leave till 1st September, and he has to give some information which is not available on the net or EGIDS scale. So this document is almost finalized by this group, despite some information which is spoke about. It is ANT, which is National Language of Chart, and they have he has recommended our group member, and he has some documentary proof for that. Similarly, DPNL is for Senegal, and it is national language for Arabic characters. So other than that, the document is almost finalized. And if I go to go through this document, the blue color was need to be discussed with Dr. Sharma, which has been done, and these document these code points are out. And the green color is being recommended by this group, despite some configuration confirmation required from our group member for the ANT and DPNL. And other information is almost done.
Okay, so,
If you have
Ahmed, there are a few more colors. So could we take each color at a time? So you're saying green is done.
Green is done. Green is done.
And green are the letters which will be included in the LGR from our proposal, right?
Exactly. And blue one is
and then,
out.
So blue, there are two characters for blue, I think, 064D and 0670.
Yeah.
Those are the only two colors, two code points for blue, right? And
yeah, actually,
there are four
code points. There are four, actually. I'm just going through. Okay, it was actually four. Sorry, I deleted that document in finalizing this. So these are only two. I'm sorry for that. And in our discussion with Dr. Sharma, we have recommended to defer for the next phase. So in this phase, we are just recommended the documents which are in green color only.
Okay, so 064 and 0670.
Dr. Sharma?
Yeah.
There is some code where we prepare some this table, code address table, and then we write some group member's name. This is code 0652. We ask that this relate to language CHOM, and we ask some clarification from Ranala, because I think it's related to their local languages.
I sent email to Rinalia, and every member, including Mikal, Rinalia, whoever representing their languages. So actually, Rinalia sent me documentary proof I have put in the box and in the Dropbox. It is available over there. You can check, and she has recommended.
Okay.
We have included only those characters which she has recommended for this group only.
Okay, it means it is clarified by the relevant group members and their with respect to their local languages.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost all the characters. Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
Okay, so I guess we're talking about 0652.
Yeah. 0652. Yeah, actually, it was recommended by Rinalia, and if I can check email, I will forward it to you. So...
Sure.
I'm just checking email. We'll forward it to you.
Okay, I have noted it down, and I'm just looking for the corrector for the mail. If you have other question, we can move forward. Meanwhile, I can search this document. So we can move forward. Meanwhile, I am searching.
Can you?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me, Doctor? You hear me?
Is this Tariq?
Yeah, I am. But very bad. Yes, can you hear me clearly?
Actually, Tariq, I can't hear you. And nice coming from your side.
Hi, this is sorry for that.
Meanwhile, I have found the email from Rinalia. Dr. Sarmad is also in CC, and Fahad is also in CC. I'm just forwarding. Shall I forward to the group, or shall I forward to Dr. Sarmad?
So I guess...
hello, I think you sent this consultant email.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
Ahmed, I think if you make a consultant document, supporting document for all such correctors from which you get clarification from each relevant members, and then send it to the whole the group for more for understanding.
Exactly.
I think the last column add the reference to the document, I guess. That
actually
should,
shall I update you? Actually I sent a document EGID EGS 0.3 to the group with some names, and then sent on 3rd August EGID at 0.4, and it was updated version, so all the names are removed except Dr. Sarmad, and have got clarification from Dr. Sarmad, so his name will also be out in the coming document, so you will receive within 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
And for the rest of the rest of the characters from where we need clarification from Nikal, we have to wait for him. He is on leave up to 1st September, so we can be wait up to 7th September, so he can come back and comfortably answer our question.
Right. So this is Ahmed again. Is it okay that we go sort of more slowly and character by character and make sure that we, close the discussion on each of those characters?
So
I guess we were still talking about 064B and 0670. And the reason they were initially included was because they are required for Urdu. But they are vowel kind of diacritics, and they are optional in many other languages. So I guess the question was that do we keep them because they're required for Urdu, or we do not keep them because they're optional in other languages which use Arabic script? And I guess the discussion, initial discussion was that since we are talking about strict level, and these are optional in other languages, so if something is just there because of a single language and it will interfere with other languages or confuse users of other languages, we may want to just take them out for now. And at a later stage, if there is need and if there is ways of managing the confusability for other languages, we can then bring them back in maybe at a later stage. So that was the argument. And based on that argument, we were suggesting that 064B and 0670 may be left out at this time and not included.
Yeah. It will be deferred. Actually, what we have had made or recommended and deferred and not recommended. So the green one is going to be recommended, and the blue one we have just discussed with Dr. Sharma is going to be in deferred phase. And the document, if Mikal may not give some proof, then we can also put in our deferred document. So we will recommend only the green one, which are being recommended by this TFIDM group.
Okay. So I guess coming back, if the car had raised the question about 0652, and I guess the question is that in Malay, is 0652 used as, you know, do you remember what kind of use there is for 0652 in Malay? Is it a vowel? Is it a consonantal diacritic? What kind of use does it present in Malay? So,
hello.
So,
yes, I am hearing you, Dr. Sharma.
So, go ahead, Ahmed.
Yeah, actually, I can repeat the word which I have got information from Rinalia. She says 0652 Arabic sukun and 069F Arabic letters with three dots. Within bracket, recommended for inclusion. So it is recommended for inclusion by Rinalia for the Javi or Malay languages.
Right. I guess the question is, what is the motivation of including this diacritic? Because generally we are not including diacritics, from what I understand. Right. We are not including the combining marks. All the other letters we are including are all letters. They're not combining marks. So so this particular combining mark, you know, I guess the question was, what is the motivation of including this combining mark?
And
I guess
I,
we would probably need to go back to the usage of this combining mark.
Yeah, I have to. Exactly. For this, we have to go. That's why she was very confident. She gave some documentary proof. I need to check this document as well. Because
right,
she also gave some recommendation to not to be included, like 0643, 06A9. 06AC, 067, and 06.
Right.
She has recommended for.
Right, exactly. So I guess what we need to do is for 0652, we need to very clearly document if we need to, and if we include it, we need to give a very clear reason why we want to include a combining mark.
Yeah.
Because this is probably one of the determining marks we will be including.
Okay. we'll contact her again, and we'll ask for the some solid reason and for
right,
all
the right
documentation.
Okay. So I'm just going to look at Malay very quickly online. Just give me a second. And see what online sources say. So I'm just looking at the Omniglot website. And for Malay use of Arabic script, and just looking through the characters very quickly, actually I do not see the use of this mark.
Actually, I put the our document in Dropbox. I have some internet problem. I'm just looking at it and will refer to you to look at.
Right. So, right, okay. So I think what we, 0652 is then not at this time green. I think we really need to talk about it a little more before we finalize it, perhaps.
Okay.
Because I think we really do need to know the reason for including it. For reason for including any of the combining marks, and we need to make sure that the reason is generally acceptable by the script at script level, not just at language level. Because if you only give language level arguments, then 064B and 0670 could also be included. And the reason I am bringing this up is because 0652 is also used in Arabic and Urdu and many other languages, and it is optional in those languages. So it is the same argument which it was extended for 064B and 0670. So unless there is a very convincing argument for Malay, 0652 should be excluded as well. Like
I have opened her document, and it seems that it is what we are saying in Urdu, like the languages character used in Ilawa. The last character of Ilawa is he, and that he is most likely she is referring to it. No, it is.
So I guess let's look at this documentation and then finalize what's over here.
Okay.
Yeah. So that everybody has a chance, and people, including Renaria, she's not on the call. She can always also share her opinion, since she was the one who initially proposed inclusion. So we need to, you know, make sure that she's on board if we decide to take this out. So let's take this back to email so that she can also listen into this.
Yes.
Okay. So moving down the list, we have 06. You have 0672, which is yellow. What does that mean, and how are we going to take that forward?
Actually, yellow means it is on EGID scale from 5 onwards. So it is 5.
No, sorry to cut in, but this particular one is a different yellow, and it says that EGID scale is 1 for Kashmiri, and it is for Kashmiri. So we're talking about 0672. You know, there are two yellows here. So are we talking
actually,
about
if you can see on the right column, it is set optional. So all these characters 064B, 0670, and 0672 are written as optional or vowel. So that's why it is yellow. Sorry.
it is optionally used in Kashmiri, are you saying?
Yeah, I can't get any evidence for that. I just got this information from the Omniglot.
Okay. So these are basically vowel marks.
Yeah.
Okay. So does this mean that... Yep.
I have some question on 0672. In the
sure.
column in which we mentioned the optional and we give a digital number, and this digital number is the number which is got from the from a website which you referred that we assign its the usefulness of this character in any language. Whether this character is Kashmiri language is at serial number one, like Urdu?
What documented here is that Kashmiri is on EGIDS scale one. That's what it says. And I guess Ahmed can add more details to this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ahmed.
This is the mixture of two information. One from the website from where we got information about the EGID scale, and the second information got from the Omniglot. So it is mixture of two, and on Omniglot it is written as vowel, and unfortunately we don't have any. Authentic source of information for the Kashmiri language.
No, I guess, Ahmed, the question is slightly different. I think what Iftikhar is asking is that you've written one for Kashmiri, but I guess sent in this, the Kashmiri is number four, which is fine as well, but it's not one.
Just
to check.
Okay. So we're talking about the EGIDS scale number, and I think that needs to be corrected.
Even if it is four, it can be included. But if it is optional and vowel, it is not going to be included in this document, and it has to be in the deferred list.
Right. So agreed. So just to Iftikhar, can you please put your phone on mute because we're getting a lot of background noise from your line. Thank you. So basically, the couple of things. This is just a correction that Kashmiri is four. It's not one. So that I guess needs to be updated. But in any case, even as Ahmed is saying, even if it is four, it still makes the cut. So that's not an issue. However, 0672, the character, the Hamza is actually indicates a mark, a vowel mark, which is normally optional. And therefore, it is considered as not being included. Though I think it may, this is something which probably needed to be confirmed. I'm not sure whether you have been able to confirm it from somebody, maybe Naam or somebody else.
I have sent email to Naam as well. I was not able to contact him today for the last some days. So I will contact him to give his feedback,
So
we can finalize.
Okay, so this is also something, if it is optional, it goes out. If it is not optional, then obviously it can stay. So just moving down the list, we have green, most of it is green, and these are all characters used in different languages. And the languages and their EGIDS scale is documented in the relevant columns. So, we have, all these are required. So the next one to discuss is 068B, which is orange or yellow.
Orange, yes.
For the Seraiki language.
So, yeah, so that's for Seraiki language. And Seraiki, you are saying, is number five on this EGIDS scale.
Yeah.
Okay, so so five is something which is on the border here, right? Because
yeah.
Four is allowed, and six, the integration panel said, is not allowed. Five is something which can be discussed to go either in or out. You know, the more conservative cutoff is four, you know, if there is an argument which can be made, one can also perhaps argue for five as well. So this is something I think which at this time is with a question mark, but at some point we as a group need to decide what to do with number five. One obvious possibility is that we defer it, maybe look at it at a second revision of LGR at a later stage. So this is something.
Actually, if Mark can recommend what is the importance of this character in its Seraiki?
So we're actually looking at Seraiki as a language and whether it should be.
No, what is the character of this one? Sorry, I missed this character.
06B.
Okay. 06. This one is. So, what's your question, Ahmed? Please.
Yeah. Actually, what we were discussing, if we consider EGID scale 1 to 4 is being recommended and 5 onward is not being recommended, but Dr. Sharma was saying that 5 scale is on edge, so we can discuss. It rises a question in my mind that if it is important, we can fight. If not, we should not.
This character is normally used in every sentence in the Seraiki. Da. This character is normally used in every one or two sentence, and it's a very commonly used in the Seraiki language.
So you recommend that we should go for the fight for the inclusion of EGID scale 5?
Yeah. I don't know, but I recommend it as a Seraiki speaker because it's, this character is usually used.
Okay.
The larger question is whether we want to consider languages which are on EGIDS scale 5. And if we want to consider languages which are on EGIDS scale 5, do we want to consider all such languages, or do we put additional criteria on such languages based on their use, some other parameters?
Dr. Sharma, in principle, maybe you are right that the level 5 is not so strongly recommended. But as a local language, this character is like such character in our Seraiki language. It's normally used by everyone in every one or two sentences. If you ask a question as a local language speaker, then I recommendation is that we include this one.
if you ask that.
So I guess the question is that if the IP, for example, used officially in education, in communication generally in South Punjab.
They use in the books, in newspapers, and officially it is used.
You said in books, are these books taught in school or they are not taught in school? Are they just general books?
No, these are the general books.
So, if, for example,
yeah, the historical books and there are some religious books for Islamic books. These are written in the languages, in written format.
Right, so, but this is not used in education.
Yeah, it's not in education. Because there is no province. Saraiki is province, so it is not used in the language. Maybe in the future, if there is a province, then this Saraiki language is used as an institution in education sector. You know,
right.
when it becomes the provincial language. But in future, it is expected, because in the last time, it is on the main agenda.
Right. Obviously, we cannot make our argument on the future, right? That has to be the current situation. I guess another question would be that you said that you have the right to use. Is that something which is very well established for the right to use?
I think currently in the schools, the Saraiki is not in the institution. But in future, I again ask that it is happened maybe in after 2 years, after 5 years.
Right, so I guess one can always go and add characters to LPR as we already know. If Saraiki eventually becomes official, we can certainly go back and get it added in the larger list. But until that time, there has to be a good reason for including something which is currently at level 5 on the CPIDS scale. I am going to repeat my question. Are there any regular newspapers which are published in Saraiki, which is read by the community?
Yeah, there are regular newspapers which are published from province, D.A. Khan, from B.G. Khan, from Multan, from Kawalpur.
So, is it possible to get a list maybe of some of these newspapers, maybe the names of these newspapers, so that we can probably use some of that as an argument to, for example, include Saraiki inside the in the list, perhaps.
Yeah, I can provide you.
Right. So maybe as a follow up, what we can do is if we can get a list of newspapers, which are regularly published, daily published.
Okay.
Maybe we can use that to discuss further whether we can include this or not.
Yeah, I think it's a good option.
Because at the end of the day, I think the argument is that the language must be in very active use. And if there are newspapers in that language, then that actually does give an argument, support the argument that it is active use.
Yeah, in our history books and in our religious books, they are also written in the Saraiki. And there are many big poets, national poets, like Baba Bhule Shah, Baba Farid. They are also books in Saraiki language.
Right. So, historically is a different argument, but I think what we need to focus on is current use. And newspaper, I think, that can give a very strong argument in support of the language.
Okay. I will provide you the list.
So moving onwards, we have 0692.
and we do not have any information on this.
No response.
So at this time, then we can potentially defer this, right?
Actually, I can't get evidence even from the OmniClot whether this character is being used in Kurdish language or not. And just for the Kurdish language, I have written it at 3. But I have no information about it.
Right. So we can, as I said, we can defer this.
Okay.
Until we can find some evidence either way.
Exactly.
So moving down the list, we have 069B. For Harari.
Yeah.
And you have it colored yellow or orange, whatever you want to call that. Is there a reason why it's yellow and not, let's say, out?
For the 6A. 6A on EGID. Right,
so that's a lower number, right? So it should be out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we can take 69B out and 069C is already out.
096, yeah. I can't get any evidence for this as well.
Okay. And 069E is also out?
069E. Yes, E is also out.
And 06A5 is also out?
No evidence.
And 06A8 is also out.
06A8.
Actually, I've seen 06A8 personally being used in Tunisia for Arabic.
For Arabic, but I searched for this Arabic, Tunisian Arabic or Asmia, but I can't get any information about it. If you have seen, we can recommend it as Arabic, but it is not in Arabic. If you have seen in Tunisia, what was the status of that language, Tunisian Arabic?
Oh, it was on.
It is national language.
You know, it was on. It was on road signs, so it was actually being used
on road signs.
Road signs.
Road sign.
So it's actually. Right, so it is actually being used. So I think some of these which were pointed out by Adele, we probably should follow up. Do we have anybody from Tunisia? Maybe we need to look for somebody from Tunisia who and get confirmation from them.
I think nobody is from that country. At least in our group, we can recommend, we can forward to some other group.
So, sorry, there was somebody else speaking. Was it you, Nabil, or somebody else?
Yeah. No, it's not Nabil.
Tariq can recommend whether it should be included or not.
Yeah, or
Tariq, are you there?
Let me also.
Can't believe. What?
So, I think what
Tariq,
I will do
we
is.
We
were
discussing about
06A8.
Yeah. So, Nabil, in the meantime, do you guys use Arabic as well?
Sorry, Samad, what about Arabic?
Do you also use Arabic?
Yes.
Language, and do you use any characters which are like extended Arabic, not just regular Arabic characters?
I'm using on a daily basis Arabic letters. You know, I'm writing with Arabic. So,
right.
That's all, for Arabic, example, classical.
Okay. So, for example, do you use 6A5, 06A5, or 06A8?
What are those numbers? Are you referring to numbers that you have in documents?
Yes. 06A5, Unicode, or
06A8?
0685.
Are you...
A5.
Referencing
A5. A for Apple.
A5, okay. 0A5. Let me check.
06A5, 06 Alpha 5.
Okay, let me check, please. 06A8.
Can you
hear me? No, I'm not using those characters. No.
What about
even if it's
A8?
No. So this is VA. We call it VA. Like
mm-hmm.
V, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
It's not used in official Arabic language in most Arabic countries.
Okay, but for example,
you can find it in some.
Sorry. Please go ahead.
I was thinking about the use of these special scripts, special letters. You can find it in some local newspapers, for example, but it's not official.
Right, but we're not talking about just generally official, but also, for example, what is in common use. Is it in common use?
No. Not at all.
Okay. Okay. So you would be okay if we take it out and not include them in the list right now?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Okay. So 06A5 is out and 06A8 is also out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And... then we go into 06D0, and that's the same as 06B Bravo 0. That's Shiraiki, so that is the same. We need to follow up with the Iftikhar on this, and once we get a list of newspapers, then we can see what to do with Shiraiki.
Oh.
And then moving on, 06 Bravo 7, B7.
Just give me a moment. I need to update the document. Yep, please.
So what
please
is going to, what are we saying on for 06 B7 Ahmed?
Actually, it is used in Brahvi and Chamini languages, and these are on scale 5. So, for the Brahvi, I asked someone, but he was unable to respond because they actually can speak Brahvi, but they have moved to Sindh and they are more conversant with the Sindhi. So he was unable to give answer.
Okay.
So,
but
so we can
Brahvi is also five, right? And Brahvi is not very actively used. Chiraiki is still actively used, but Brahvi is not very actively used, from what I understand. So, for example, will Brahvi have newspapers published in that language?
Maybe, because I have seen so many people speaking Brahvi, but now nowadays they are not in contact. They were very fluent. They were writing language, and I'm not aware whether the newspaper are being published in that area or not. So it
okay.
can be deferred at this stage.
Okay. So just going down the list. 06C0 is out. 06C2
okay.
is out.
Out. Okay. I'm just writing it down.
And then we come to 0755.
Yes. Zero. 06.
0755 is out.
7755.
Right?
Yes.
Because that's so. This is also something. We need to. So this is the stuff still which Michael probably needs to confirm, right? Because these are then again going into African languages. There.
Yeah, actually it was recommended by Mikal, and what he has written recommended I have written in last column, so we can you can check whether it is authentic
right.
or not.
Yeah, but I guess what we need to focus on is use. So for example, I would ask the same question: is this character or this language Sarer use, for example, to publish newspapers?
Okay.
When we are talking about number five, that's a borderline. So we need to have a very concrete mechanism to confirm whether it is an active use or not.
Okay.
And having, for example, multiple newspapers published in that language, for example, can be used as an argument to say that that language is actively used, or that writing system is active, or that code point is actively used.
Yeah.
So some argument needs to be presented, you know, just saying that, you know, this is something which, you know, so there are many characters here which are going to be borderline. So we really need to have some kind of criteria to decide whether to keep them or take them out for now.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Dr. Mark? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go ahead.
I was trying to talk, but you couldn't hear me. I disconnect and come again back. I want to comment on 06A8. It's you know, it's va with three dots.
Yeah.
Already, it's used here in Sudan, in Egypt, in Tunisia, some other. But it's just for advertisement. It's instead of letter V. For example, here companies like Vodafone in advertisement and science, they use this letter, and others. It's not in written language, but it's an advertisement and name of brand. Name of brand. I don't know if it will be necessary. If it's name of brand, which is will we have to add it, because it will be very important for them in writing them in Arabic, the brand name. I don't know.
So basically, Nabil was suggesting that even though it is used, it is not formally used, so we should not include it. But do you have a different opinion, or do you agree with Nabil?
No, I don't have it, but I want to ask if it's used for advertising and name of companies, big companies like Vodafone. Should it be included or not? But it's not my opinion, it's just a question.
So then should we take this out, are you saying?
For our case, in Morocco, for example, or Algeria, it's not even used in advertisement. So this is really highly rare when you can find this in some local newspaper, but it's really rare.
So, Tariq, do you agree with that and we keep it out, or do you want to still talk further on this?
Okay. For me, it's not a problem. Keep it out like this. No problem.
Okay. So, we keep this out.
My other question, you were talking about a special now about... you are reading from a special document, but I can't see it. Is it on the... Dropbox, so I can follow with you.
Yes, I emailed it to you right now. Can you check your email?
Yeah. Okay, I'll check it now and see.
Okay, I just emailed it to everybody on the list, so you should have it from me. This was initially posted by Ahmed.
Yeah, actually, it was sent by me on 3rd of August.
Okay, so going down this list, the next one we have Harari, Serer, these are all, so Serer is number 5, so we need to ask Mikal whether there are newspapers published. Maybe we can use that argument, otherwise we have to take it out. And then Harari, Tolwali, Sheena, they're all 6, so they're all out, so 758 and 75C are out for now. And I'm just going to go through the ones which are yellow. 768 is Saraiki. We already talked about that. So whatever information we get on Saraiki, all the relevant characters will, the same argument will be applicable on these characters. 769, we're running out of time, so I'm just going to quickly go through the rest. 769 is Gujari. This is not discussed. So there are many of these which are actually not discussed. So what do we want to do with this, these things which are not discussed? Some of them are yellow and some of them are orange. So we just keep the green. Some of them are green and some are yellow. So we keep the green ones because they are coming from languages which are more widely used, and for the yellow ones we take them out, right? And that keeps Khwar, but we take out Tawali, Bulshuski, and then you said that DNPL and ANT we need to confirm from Mikal.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Dr. Sarmat?
Yep. Yeah.
The character ID 0768, it is mentioned Saraiki, but I just reviewing the table which we discussed in Lahore in the first workshop, in second workshop in IDMC CLD in FASH University. You are the main host of this event. And this character is not only in the use in the Saraiki, it's used in other language, Punjabi, Pashto and Brochi as well, this character.
Right, I think
0768.
So you can confirm whether it's used in Saraiki or not. And
yeah,
if it is not, then we can take that up.
Yeah, because I have a language table which we can analyze in our discussions with the language experts from different areas, from Saraiki, from Pashto, from Punjabi, from Sindhi.
Right. I think if you are referring to the table for .Pakistan, at that time I think this character was not encoded, so it was not discussed because it was not in Unicode at that time.
No, no, I am asking about the usage of this character in other language, not only the it is used in the Saraiki, but is also in the other local languages of Pakistan.
In other languages like Pashto and Sindhi, they use it in a slightly different way. So it's the same sound which is used in Sindhi, but when you write it, it's written without the dot. And in Pashto, for example, it's the same sound, but it's written with the noon with a dot, but without the toib, it has a small circle underneath it or something. So the sound is similar, but the writing style or writing systems vary across languages. So it's only in Saraiki that it is written this way.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's move down to the blue ones at the end. And most of these are combining marks. And at this time, we do not have any information on these, right?
Excuse me, sir?
I'm talking about the blue ones at the end of the list. Yes, please go ahead, Ahmed.
Actually, my line was dropped and I was reconnected and I missed the discussion. So if we discuss about 076A,
okay.
067A is recommended as ANT by Mikal, and he is going to give some proof for that. Otherwise, there is no evidence for this language for ANT. We need to discuss. And if we go, we are not going to consider ANT. Even then, it is it should be considered because it was recommended by Tariq for the language Wolof. And for the remaining languages from 076B to 067D, these are Ormuri, and rest of the languages are for the Khwar. And for Turwali and Burushki, we are not going to discuss. Actually, I'm just need to reconfirm because I have to finalize the document. And if we go to 08A0, so it is again it is a DPNL and ANT. So we have to wait for the Mikal for his proof up to 08A7. And for 08A8 and A9, these are being used in Fulful Day. So it can be
right,
included.
Right, but you say it's still not discussed in this document. So that's something which
actually
needs to
it was
from,
not,
right?
Not discussed means it was not discussed in the Istanbul meeting.
Okay. But these are confirmed, 06A8, 08A8 and 08A9.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about 08F4 to FD?
I think these should be out.
Okay. Do you know which languages they're used in?
You sent some evidence for this.
Yeah, I sent some evidence about them, but they are signs. At least they are signs, so we shouldn't include them. I said the evidence, you can find it there. I can talk a photocopy of a book here talking about the 7 new signs to be used and to be standard for the ISISCO, which for the African languages. Those are four of them that are from this 7 new signs recommended by ISISCO. But as I said, they are signs, and I think we shouldn't include signs
in the LJR.
Sorry,
Yeah.
So, sorry, I didn't understand. You're saying these should be excluded? They should not be included?
Yeah, they are a new standard for the Cisco, but they are standard as a sign, not as a letter. You got me?
Okay.
Dr. Sarmat, it's not clarified whether from my colleague whether it's mandatory or it's optional in their local language. Kindly, again, I request him again to explain.
So again, sorry, Tariq, we did not understand what you are suggesting. Are you suggesting that they should be included or they should not be included, and what is the reason?
My suggestion, they should not be included because
they should not be included.
Standard, yeah, although they are standard, new standard by Cisco, but they are standard as a science, and they should not be included on the LGR.
Okay, so they come in as a sign, you're saying, let me repeat for clarification, and therefore they should not be included, right? So we can take these out, Ahmed.
Okay.
All right. And that brings us to the end of the list. 8FE, all the way to 8FE. So what I will request, I guess, if possible, Emma to do, is to generate a revised list which only includes the included characters. And you can uncolor the other ones. As you know, so that we know that they're there, but we know that they're excluded. And anything which is at this time ambiguous, we can keep that into a separate list. And once it's clarified, we can include that back in. What I would do then is, as soon as Ahmed has a clear list for green characters, which we must include, I guess I'll initiate an email in which I'll invite some of you, whoever wants to volunteer, to look at those letters and then start looking at what should be variants or not variants of each other. And then we will go from there. So we actually have already overshot our time. Is there any comments anybody wants to make before we close the call?
I just have a question. What about 0692? Did we conclude that it should be included or excluded? 0692, Ra with the 7 or 7 on top of it.
0692.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this?
So he's talking about 0692 Kurdish, yes.
Yeah.
And we said that we will defer this because we do not have any information until we get any information. Uh-huh. If we get the information, we will include it. If we do not get the information, it is excluded.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Until we get the information, and then if we miss it in this list, we have to then, if we get the information later on, we include it in the next time we do the revision of LGR.
Okay. Good.